Okay, so this morning we're picking up here on the top paragraph that starts Va'al Zot. The previous paragraph, the Rebbe, he reminded us that we have this inner identity, we have this neshama that is in the presence of Hashem when we're learning and doing mitzvahs and masim tovim and connecting. The problem is we don't feel it. We're not thinking about it. And sometimes, last line on the top of the page in the last paragraph, lefa'amim, sometimes, gam haratzon lumud es Torah Hashem chaser l'cha. Sometimes we're not even interested in learning. We have no motivation. We have no drive. Sorry. V'lishmoa es kolo lo sazin. We don't hear the word of Hashem. Do we hear the word of Hashem speaking to us? So maybe, you know, I don't know if every person is on the madrega of high-level hashgacha pratis. Maybe the Rambam would say yes, maybe not, but the Baal Shem is very into hashgacha pratis. You know, that every person could open our ears and hear. But we're not hearing sometimes. We're not feeling that connection to Hashem. We're not hearing Him speak to us, so to speak. So what's our approach? What do we need to do? Where do we start? Where do we start when we're not motivated? So the Rebbe says something amazing. And remember, this book is written in the end of the 1920s. He's describing what we're going to see right now, which is a small piece, something that he elaborates on earlier in the Sefer. We're doing Perek Aleph, the Kriya La Talmud, the words to the student, but he has a section about parents and teachers. He's going to describe what we would call today in modern educational philosophy, child-centered education, which was unheard of. You're talking about decades before his time. So listen to what he says to us, the students, the Talmidim. He says, Va'al zos banu elecha, ben yakir, wonderful son, each one of us. Zos rotzim anu lasos mimcha. This is what our teachers, our rebbes, our parents, this is what our role models want for us. What's that? Chein hashchina al panecha yair. That the grace of the Shechina should shine on our faces. Mochacha, our mind, libcha, our heart, v'chol evarecha, on all of us, l'torah v'avodas Hashem yipaslu. That we should be open to learning. Nafshecha, libcha v'nafshecha, b'kirvas elokim, asher al yadcha yargishu. Ve'eskol bakashosecha, on all of your requests, l'fanav yizbarach, before Hashem, kilefnei av ohev tishboch. That we should speak to Hashem like speaking to our Father. V'hu ka'av leben ahuv la'anoscha ulerachtzoscha yachish. And He will quickly answer us like a child. What is the Rebbe saying within the words, between the lines? What he's saying is that the goal is that we should want to learn. The goal, the Rebbe says, is that we should understand that we are the owners of our Yiddishkeit. And that we have the chance to choose, and that we should want to choose Torah and Avas Hashem and Yiddishkeit. It's a subtle but very important distinction. The Rebbe wants us to take ownership. Right? When we were kids, there were certain teachers who said, I'm going to impart this knowledge into you. I'm going to take this set of ideas or this information and I'm going to foist it on you. I'm going to impose it on you. That's one kind of education. But then there's another way of looking at things, which is saying, here, you, the student, you are your own educator. I'm not going to take a set of ideas and impose them on you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to enable you. I'm going to try to facilitate that you're going to see these truths, these values, these limudim. That's a subtle but crucial difference. And the Rebbe says that's what we need now. We need to realize that instead of us saying, you know what, I need a rabbi to inspire me, I need somebody else to look to, I need... It's not external. It's internal to ourselves. We have to make the decision. We have to own this destiny. It's a very empowering model. And the Rebbe says that this was necessary in the 1920s already because he saw that, unfortunately, so many huge swaths of kids are just, they're voting with their feet out of Yiddishkeit. And this was true at that time, even in deeply Hasidic communities, even in Shtetlach. So he calls out, he says, we have a crisis of people going off the derech. We have kids who are, they're running away. So he suggests that one of the issues is the educational system where we put a bunch of kids on wood benches and we have a Rebbe in the front of the room with a stick saying, Kametz Aleph Ah, Kametz Aleph Ah, that's not going to work anymore. He didn't even know about the internet. I don't think he had ever made a TikTok video, right? So one of the answers that the Rebbe says is we need to shift our educational paradigm to enable kids to realize that they are their own educators. So that's true for our kids, but it's also true, and we got to think about it for ourselves. We are our own educators. We are the ones who are choosing. We have to choose. It's our stance vis-a-vis our Yiddishkeit. So the Rebbe is saying the goal is, what do we want? What are our Bali Masorah want from us? That we should start asking these questions, that we should want to get engaged in Yiddishkeit, that we should talk to the Rabboni Shel Olam. In this one paragraph, between the lines, that's the shift that he's introducing to us as listeners, as students. But he does it very subtly because in the previous chapter, when he talks to parents, he lays it out. But now he's just trying to empower us. He's just trying to tell us, he says he wants what's good for us. We just have to want it also. So now here comes a really fascinating perspective. And maybe this is why when one of my teachers in high school, and I wasn't particularly, serious or interested or inspired or whatever, I was just a high school kid, but this is probably why when I was already in high school, I decided that the Pius Etzner was the Rebbe for me, from this one paragraph. Because he says, listen, Ben Yakir, my beloved son, and I think this also applies to us even though we're adults. Efshar tefachei lomar. Maybe you're going to be afraid and you're going to say, Hine, look, ata od nar rach v'tov. I'm just a kid. And maybe for us it means we're young guys. Ohev l'shovev ma'at. We like to hang around a little bit. Ohev l'sachek in haman arim. We like to play with the other kids. We like to play ball. We like to hang out. We like to go out for dinner. We like to socialize. That's what we like. We're young people. V'hine, and now, bonu elecha la'asoscha b'pam achash la'ish zaken yoshe v'domim. Now they tell us you have to be an old man sitting quietly in a corner reading Tehillim all day. Learning, breaking your head on a block gemara that you never understood. He says, that's what you're afraid we're going to try to do. I think that's what a lot of kids are afraid of. And I think maybe there's a little bit of us that's what we're afraid of. That if we open up our hearts and we open our minds to learning, does this mean that, wait a second, that means that there's no more Netflix? That means that there's no more going to the Bears game? Is that what it means? Ulurachek mimcha, and to take away from you eskol yalduscha, all of your youth. Yes, maybe it's good for somebody who's 95 years old. They don't have any interest anymore in going to the mall and doing whatever. But we are interested in doing these things. We do want to go hang out and go out with our wives or do something fun, go to a ball game. Oh, dailecha b'cholzeh. You say, I don't want that. Who wants that? Avol ta'isa gam ta'isa. The Rebbe says, that's a big mistake. That's not what they're trying to do to us. They're not trying to take us and turn us into widgets, into cookie cutter stick figures. Rather, nar kishno secha tisha'er. You stay a young person. Im chaveirecha chaveirim tovim. With your friends, good friends. ke'erkecha, like your value, tischaber, you should hang out with them. Af tisachik, and you should play with them. When I learned this in high school, I said, a Rebbe who says I should play basketball, sold. Done. I was hooked right there. He says, nothing wrong with playing ball. Here's the line. V'im kol ze lamatara shermanu lecha mirosh tagia. You could still be a spiritual giant. You could still meet your potential. You could still be an oiv Hashem. You could still be that neshama that the Rebbe Shalom enabled us, he gave us. Imrak teda eich lesachik. If you just know, how do you play ball? Ve'ech l'shoviv. How do you hang out? Ve'imrak tamin. We just have to, the word laha'amin means, what does it mean technically, maybe you could say? Laha'amin means? What's that? To believe. But here's the thing, the word laha'amin comes from the word omein. Omein means to nurture. The word omein comes from the word aim, which means mother. So lahamin, yes, it means to believe, but it doesn't mean to believe on some abstract cognitive level. It means to have a feeling. Emuna is about an experience. Here's a quiz question. If you were to ask Rav Soloveitchik, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, if you ask the Rav, what is the most important thing in life? It's a deep question, especially to one of the greatest intellectual Torah personalities in the 20th century. You know what he said? He said, the greatest thing in life, what's that?
Emunah?
Yes! And how did he translate Emunah? He said the following, quote, he said, the greatest, the most important thing in life is, quote, to feel the presence of the Almighty. And the gentle pressure of his hand resting upon your frail shoulders. He didn't say the most important thing is to think about God or to philosophize about God, although he was obviously a huge philosopher. Most of the terms that he uses in his writings, I don't understand. I don't know what ontological and existential, what that means vis-a-vis each other. But that wasn't the main thing. The main thing is lahani means to feel, to have an experience. So the Rebbe says, lahamin, to experience, to feel, viteda, and you should know, here too, the word yediyah isn't from, there's a big difference between information and knowledge. What's the difference between information and knowledge?
Practical use.
Right, practical use, but also there's a measure of affect and connection to knowledge. The word das, Yediya is related to, for example, in the Tanakh context, is related also to intimacy. Ha'adam yada eschavishto, because knowledge is a very deep, intimate connection. Information, it's abstract, it's a book on a shelf. So the Rebbe says, we should just know Shashem Yizbarach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, he is with us in our entire life. He's involved in everything. He's with us every step of the way. Ves hakol, everything. Even the Rebbe Shalom is with us when we play ball. He's part of everything. Someone told me recently, it was very tragic, so crazy thing. He said, young guy is, whatever, kids in one of the local leagues. I don't want to give away too many details. And he said, I thought this guy was a nice guy. And then I played against him in such and such a game. And I realized he was a, and I'm not going to repeat the word that he used. Right? Right? It's also nikar whether a person is a spiritual being in a baseball field, on the basketball court, in the places where we choose to go hang out. Right? Leshovev, Lesachik. Where are we hanging out? What kind of place? What kind of environment? What kind of activities? It goes kind of back to what we talked a little bit about last week in terms of self-definition. Right? We talk about self-care. Self-care. Vacation. Very important. It's good for self-care. Is self-care, is vacation only about our guf, or is it also about our neshama? So where are we going to hang out? especially as men, we have a lot of hang-ups in Yiddishkeit that we're sensitive to for our neshama. So the Rebbe says, when we're on vacation, just like the Rebbe Shem created us, that we need to take care of ourselves. Lechol, volishtos, to eat and to drink. Mipnei shekein bro Hashem, that's where the Rebbe Shem made us. So too, kein gam kasha lachem l'hanarim. It's also difficult for us, we're young people. Lesakbek milasachek amipnei yaldus yashabachem. Not to hang out, not to play ball because of our youth. We also have to exercise, we have to take care of ourselves, we have to be healthy. Aval gam ba'achila, even when we eat, v'gam ba'mischak, when we play ball, yizkar ish, we should remember, asher Hashem hu adon olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the adon olam asher malach, and he's with us, he has a personal relationship with us, he has a vested interest in us. Not that he's looking over our shoulders saying, what are you looking at? What are you doing over there? You know what I'm saying? That no, it's that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I put you here for a reason. You can live up to your potential. Hu bro, hu manhigo, hu mashgiach alav, hakol shalo, v'gam anachnu shalo. And that's what the Rebbe wants us to see. He wants us to see that our entire lives can be suffused with the connection to Hashem. And that maybe as we go through different stages in life, different things are more part of our lives than others, right? We evolve over time. And so maybe some points in our life we are more interested in what we're eating. And some parts, you know, not. But this is a good example of where, like, today, food, there's a whole world, I'm assuming this is at some point now, like a major in a college, called gastronomy. Right? There are at least two television channels that are all food all the time. There are food magazines, food blogs. And you ask yourself, wait a second, food is very wonderful, it's a great creative expression, and I enjoy food, I like cooking, are we living for food? Or is food enabling us to live? Right? What's the context? Where's the Ribbono Shel Olam in this cheshbon? If the Ribbono Shel Olam is at the center of our life, then he's not putting us here so that we should spend our entire lives pursuing, you know, food journeys. Although it could definitely be a great window into the Ribbono Shel Olam. It could be a great gift. It could be something that we can elevate. But what's in the center? And so the Rebbe is telling us, and he's going to develop this in a little bit more next week with the next piece. Again, the idea is that it's up to us. We are empowered to shape this perspective for ourselves. And that's what we have the opportunity to do, to see the Ribbono Shel Olam in all aspects of our lives. It doesn't mean that we need to make, maybe we do, but I don't think in many cases. I mean, look around. Tzaddikim sitting here. We don't have to make wholesale changes in our life. We just have to be thoughtful about the how. How do I wake up in the morning? If I wake up with the Ribbono Shel Olam, so you know what the Rashba says, according to Mishnah Berurah, I'm a Briya Chadasha, so I wash my hands. I'm like a Kohen who's going to the Avoda. And it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah quotes this idea that we wash our hands in the morning the same way that a Kohen goes to the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. That means that when we go to work we do, whatever our Parnasa is, the Rebbe would say, that's also part of Avodas Hashem. So that's why we wash our hands, just like a Kohen going to the Avoda. So halavai, we could remain focused on this ideal for ourselves during the week, this idea that every aspect of our lives is incorporated in our Avodas Hashem.